Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Welcome to Blooming English, where we explore the fascinating ways language helps us communicate with clarity and confidence. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's essential for anyone working in professional settings: important business English phrases. Whether you're attending meetings, writing emails, negotiating deals, or managing deadlines, knowing the right phrases can help you sound more professional, polite, and confident. We'll go over some common phrases used in meetings, emails, negotiations, and time management. For each one, we'll give you clear examples and tips on when to use them, so you're prepared to use these phrases effectively in your day-to-day work. By the end of this episode, you'll have a set of practical business English tools that will boost your confidence and improve your communication in professional environments. Let's get started. Let's start with some key phrases that are essential in meetings and discussions. These phrases help keep conversations organized, make sure everyone is aligned, and guide discussions smoothly. You'll hear these a lot when people need to stay on topic and manage time efficiently. Now let's look at some examples. One, let's circle back to that later. This phrase is used when you want to revisit a topic later instead of discussing it right now. It's helpful when the conversation moves in a new direction, but you still want to make sure the earlier point gets addressed. Here's how you might hear it. That's an interesting point, but let's circle back to it at the end of the meeting. Number two, on the same page. This one is all about making sure everyone understands or agrees on the same thing. It's often used to check in during or after a discussion to avoid any confusion. For example, before we move on, let's make sure we're all on the same page about the project's priorities. Three, let's discuss this in person. This is a polite way to suggest continuing a conversation offline or face-to-face, especially when time is running out or when the topic is too detailed to handle in the current discussion. You might say, "We're running out of time, so let's discuss this in person later today." These phrases are really useful for keeping discussions focused and productive. Use them to move conversations forward, avoid getting off track, and make sure everyone understands what's being discussed. Now, let's move on to some phrases you'll use in professional emails. These phrases help you sound polite, clear, and professional, whether you're following up on a project, sending an attachment, or closing a conversation. Here are a few examples. One, I hope this email finds you well. This is a polite way to start an email, especially if you haven't spoken to the person in a while. It sets a friendly tone without being too formal. You might say, I hope this email finds you well. I wanted to follow up on our last meeting. Two, please find attached. This is a polite way to tell the recipient that you've attached a document or file to the email. It's commonly used when sending reports, forms, or other materials. For example, please find attached the project report for your review. Three, let me know if you have any questions. This is a helpful way to close an email, encouraging follow-up or clarification if needed. It leaves the conversation open without sounding pushy. You might say, let me know if you have any questions or need further information. Using these kinds of phrases makes your emails sound polite, professional, and easy to read. It's always a good idea to keep emails clear and to the point, especially when working in business environments where time is valuable.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Now, let's talk about phrases you'll use during negotiations or when making decisions. In these situations, it's important to sound professional but also flexible and respectful. The right phrases can help you get your point across while keeping the conversation productive. Here are a few examples. 1. Let's find a middle ground. This phrase is useful when you're looking to compromise. It shows that you're willing to meet halfway and find a solution that works for everyone. You might say, "We both want this to work, so let's find a middle ground we can agree on." 2. I see your point, but... This is a polite way to disagree without being confrontational. It acknowledges the other person's opinion before presenting your own view. For example, "I see your point, but I think we need to explore other options as well." 3. We're leaning toward. This phrase is helpful when you've almost made a decision but want to keep things open for final input. It's a gentle way to show your preference while leaving room for discussion. You could say, "After reviewing all the proposals, we're leaning toward the second option." These phrases are especially useful in negotiations because they help you maintain a diplomatic tone. They let you express your views clearly without shutting down the conversation or dismissing other opinions. Now, let's look at some phrases you can use to manage time and deadlines. In business, staying on schedule is essential, and these phrases will help you communicate about priorities, deadlines, and timing in a professional way. Here are a few examples. 1. Let's prioritize. This phrase is great when you need to focus on the most important tasks first. It shows that you're thinking strategically and managing time wisely. You might say, "Let's prioritize the marketing plan for now and tackle the smaller tasks later." 2. We're working against the clock. This phrase is used when time is running out and you need to finish something quickly. it helps convey a sense of urgency. For example, we're working against the clock to submit the proposal before Friday. 3. Can we push the deadline? This is a polite way to ask for more time to complete a task. It's often used when you realize that a deadline might not be realistic. You could say, if we need more time to get it right, can we push the deadline to next week? Communicating clearly about timelines and deadlines helps keep projects on track and reduces stress. These phrases allow you to address time management issues in a professional way, making sure everyone stays aligned. That wraps up today's episode on important business English phrases. We've covered a lot of useful expressions that can help you sound more professional and confident in your work. Let's quickly recap the phrases we talked about. For meetings and discussions, we looked at phrases like circle back to revisit a topic later, on the same page to check for understanding, and discuss this in person for more detailed conversations. For writing emails, we covered polite openers like, I hope this email finds you well, as well as practical phrases like, please find attached, and let me know if you have any questions. For negotiations and decision-making, we explored phrases like, find a middle ground, I see your point, but, and we're leaning toward to keep discussions productive and respectful. And for time management, we talked about phrases such as, let's prioritize, working against the clock, and can we push the deadline to keep everyone aligned and on track? These phrases are great tools to improve your professional communication and help you manage conversations, emails, negotiations, and deadlines more effectively. Try practicing them in your daily work, and you'll notice how they make your communication clearer and smoother. If you want to dive deeper into business English or explore other areas of the language, join us online for free lessons, materials, and more. We'd love to help you keep growing your skills. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep your English blooming.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.